Jesus is speaking with his disciples in this chapter. And he's telling us, he's telling those disciples who he is. And I want you to listen to this closely in the second chapter of John. And we're going to read verses 48 through 54. And verse 48 says, I am the bread of life. Listen to this, saints of God. You're looking for Jesus. He's not going to be in a human form. He's going to be in a word form. He said, I am the bread of life. That means he is the living bread, and he's seated on the right hand of the Father. That's where he is, and that's where you're going to have to see him at, on the right hand of the Father, and you're going to have to know and see him as the living bread. And he said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. See, the fathers that came out of Egypt, he said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. And what that mean is that was just a natural bread that they ate. And they was hard-headed and stiff-necked, and they wouldn't listen to the things that Moses told them that God had said, and they died. Only the ones from 21 and up, those people died. But from 20 and down, those people live. God let those children live. And they went on over into the promised land. Let us not be stiff-necked like that. You know? We have to realize the word of God is true, whether we believe it or not. It is true. And verse 50 says, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. See, this is the living bread. This is the spiritual bread that we eat. And what is that bread? It is nothing more than but the word of God. Jesus is the living word, and the living word is the word of God. It's what we preach and teach and live. So, saints of God, you got to realize we have to eat the living bread, and then we won't die. Eat the book. Eat the word of God. Note the differences between the bread. One was a natural bread that they ate. It was earthy, of an earthly connotation. And they died because they ate the bread, but that bread didn't have any life in it. That bread didn't have any substance in it, no more than probably some salt and some baking powder. That's all it had in it. But the living word, it's got love, joy, peace, long-suffering, eternal life. The living bread is Jesus Christ. And that's the bread that we have to eat. And he said, if we eat thereof, we won't die. Verse 51 says, I am the living bread, which cometh down from heaven. And he says, if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Saints, don't you want to live forever? And the bread that I will give is my flesh. Again, Jesus is talking about spiritual to spiritual. He's not talking about natural stuff in this message. What God has set up, to cause natural and spiritual faith things from all of his children to use, for all of his children to use, that's what he's talking about. It's spiritual bread. It's supernatural bread. And it's all of the Spirit. This is what this lesson is about. And this is what the things of the kingdom is all about. You know, we are to no more operate from flesh and blood, but as Spirit. And this is what this point is, in this part of the lesson, we have to move from flesh and blood to spirit. Because when we're living in the flesh and blood, the flesh is going to die. But the spirit is not ever going to die. But it will have to be in a certain place. If we're living for God, we'll live in heaven. If we're living for the devil, it's going to be in hell. So we have to realize there is a place for us. We make the decision of where it's going to be. And he says, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. All of God's kingdom is owned and operated according to the Spirit of God, who himself, God himself, is a spirit. This is what Jesus is saying when he was on, when most people who witnessed Jesus, you know, they saw him in a natural way. They saw things happen in a natural way. Well, Jesus is telling us and his disciples, and when you saw in the natural, it's also done, but it's in the spirit. Now it's being done in the spirit. Natural flesh represents the bread of heaven, which when you eat it, it's my flesh. He say the spiritual bread, not the natural bread, the spiritual bread. It represents the bread from heaven, in which when you eat it, it's my flesh. And the spirit, it's my flesh and it's the spirit. And my blood that you witnessed from the thorns. See, this is the natural things that the people saw. They saw the thorns on Jesus' head. The blood. They saw the blood from his back. When they hit him with the cat of nine tails, they saw the blood that came out of his flesh. You know, from the sword, they pierced him in his side. They saw that in the flesh. But in the spirit, it's now supernatural. And it is spiritual. It is the spiritual representation of the blood of the New Testament. The blood that we saw in the natural. Now it is the blood of the spirit. And it is the blood, his blood, Jesus' blood of the New Testament. The church needs to know. They need to know that Jesus and everything that he did, we need to know it. We need to know and recognize that the Holy Spirit, who is our everything here on this earth, he took Jesus' place. He's our comforter, help. He's our helper. He's our deliverer, our teacher, and he will teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. Whatever that Jesus said to us, the Holy Spirit would bring it back to our remembrance. Isn't that wonderful? But if you don't know that this is what's going on, if you don't know the Word of God, then you won't trust God. And you won't believe him. And guess what? He won't be able to help us. When we pay close attention to what the Spirit is saying to God, to us, from God and from Jesus and from the Holy Spirit, we will be able to see who the Messiah Jesus really is. When we can have a healthy reverence and respect for Jesus and hold him in the highest regard possible. Listen. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit is in charge. They are the charge agents of all of our existence forever and forever. Whether we believe it or not, they are. Whether we ever reverence them or bow down our knees to Jesus, it's still the same. They are in ownership and rulership of every living being in earth and in heaven. But one day, we know this according to scripture also, one day every knee will bow at the name of Jesus. We should want to be serious right now. Take the word as it is Jesus, and go deeper into all of his word, so that we can believe and receive and help others to do the same. That's what the word is for. It's for us to believe it and receive it and then be able to use it, put it to use to help other people. Let's go back to John the sixth chapter, and we're going to start the 52nd verse. You know, we're going to go back to the verse where the Holy Spirit felt it necessary that you should know what Jesus is to us. And he wanted you to know how you are to study the word of Jesus, the word of God, with Jesus in mind. See, these are the two things that when I was studying, the Holy Spirit just wanted you to know that we need to know how to reverence Jesus. We need to know him. And he wanted you to know that. So it came up in my spirit and I began to write it down as he said it. We need to know who Jesus is. We need to have a reverence, love, and respect for him at all times, when we're reading the scriptures and when we're not reading the scriptures, but certainly when we're reading the scriptures. And he also wanted you to know that you are to study the word with Jesus in mind, that you handle the scriptures in view of their importance, because they are Jesus and they are God. This is one of the main things he wanted you to know, that these scriptures are just not words and they're just not books of the Bible, but they are actually Jesus and they are actually God. Because you have to remember now, they are spirit. The words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. And Jesus is a spirit, God is a spirit, and they are life. So when we take this word, let us make sure that we take it and we realize that this is Jesus talking to us. This is God talking to us. Jesus and his Father are the same. Keep your mind clean and holy when you handle the word of God. Verse 52 says, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, that means they were striving among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? See, they were carnal, and they was like just worldly, didn't know nothing about God. This question shows us that these people, they were carnal-minded. They were worldly in nature, and in their upbringing, they had no upbringing of God and who he was and the word of God and the importance of the other. They had no spiritual roots or knowledge. We don't want to be like that, saints of God. I wonder today if we have those spiritual roots in us, that we know how to reverence God, to obey God, to love God, to treat his scriptures as if it is him and God talking to us right now. Do we have that root in us? Do we have that understanding and that teaching in us? I wonder, saints of God.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
In month 8 of the I Commit to Pray campaign, the Voice of the Martyrs is praying persecuted Christians are able to rejoice in their suffering. Acts chapter 5 describes how the jealous Sadducees had the apostles arrested because they had been healing the sick and drawing great crowds. The apostles were flogged and ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated. Not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.